Et in Arcadia Ego. That evening, Pilates was the image of the golden age. One of those evenings when you feel that not only will there definitely be a revolution, but that the Association of Manufacturers will foot the bill for it. Where but at Pilates could you watch the bearded owner of a cotton mill, wearing a parka, play hearts with a future fugitive from justice, dressed in a double-breasted jacket and tie? This was the dawn of great changes in style. Until the beginning of the 60s, beards were fascist, and you had to trim them and shave your cheeks in the style of Italo Balbo. But by 68, beards meant protest, and now they were becoming neutral, universal, a matter of personal preference. Beards have always been masks. You wear a fake beard to keep from being recognized. But in those years, the early 70s, a real beard was also a disguise. You could lie while telling the truth, or rather, by making the truth elusive and enigmatic. A man's politics could no longer be guessed from his beard. That evening, beards seemed to hover on clean-shaven faces, whose very lack of hair suggested defiance. I digress. Balbo and Diotalevi arrived tense, exchanging harsh whispers about the dinner they had just come from. Only later did I learn what Signor Garamond's dinners were. Balbo went straight to his favorite distillations. Diotalevi, after pondering at length, decided on tonic water. We found a little table in the back. Two tram drivers, who had to get up early the next morning, were leaving. "Now then," Diotalevi said, "these Templars." "But really, you can read about the Templars anywhere." "We prefer the oral tradition," Balbo said. "It's more mystical," Diotalevi said. "God created the world by speaking. He didn't send a telegram." "Fiat lux, stop," Balbo said. "Epistle follows," I said.